By way of some context on this piece of legislation, I drafted a House version a couple years ago because a constituent of mine was injured while working on behalf of the Volunteer Fire Company at the annual Fire Company Carnival. The constituent was unable to work due to this injury and was assured that workers' compensation would cover her. And when the claim was submitted, she was denied. So the workers' compensation law protects members of volunteer fire department or volunteer fire companies when participating in certain activities. And since my constituent was participating in one of the statutorily prescribed activities, and she's a member of the volunteer fire company, she filed that claim for workers' compensation, and to her surprise, she was denied coverage because the municipality's insurer and the state workers' insurance fund interpreted the meaning of the term member to only include active firefighters. The law, we thought, was written very clearly and then recognized that volunteers come in all shapes and sizes and they fulfill a variety of necessary roles within our volunteer services. Treasurers, administrators, auxiliary members, mechanics, and firefighters, they are all valued members of the volunteer services, and failing to provide these individuals with coverage against losses they suffer due to injuries they sustain while engaged in volunteer activities is just not acceptable. Therefore, our legislation will remedy this issue by making it clear that when the legislature says member, it means any member, so that they can all receive the same workers' compensation benefits.